This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. Even while we applaud the smartphone for its convenience and utility, we recognize that its constant use has had negative effects on our attention. It is not uncommon to see coworkers using devices at meetings or friends glancing at them mid-conversation. And in school, students peer at them under desks during class. Louise Katz is a professor of psychology at Columbia State Community College in Columbia, Tennessee. On a whim, she decided to offer her students extra credit in return for a phone-free environment. And she wrote about the experiment in an op-ed for the Chronicle of Higher Education called Today's Lesson, Life in the Classroom Before Cell Phones. Louise Katz, welcome to Word of Mouth.
I'm very glad to be with you today.
So how good was the deal? How much extra credit did students receive?
They receive one extra credit point per class period for their participation, and the participation is always voluntary. But I've found that virtually all students participate almost every time class meets.
Wow, how do you do it? School teachers I've talked to say the kids do spy on their phones under their desks.
They do. And it's possible, you know, I don't enforce it, you know, rigorously. I take their word for it, that they're bringing it up. Our classrooms generally have a large table in the front of the room, and I ask them to turn it off and put it on the table in front of the room.
So any noticeable difference once the cell phones were largely out of the picture?
Tremendous. Unbelievable difference as far as the classroom atmosphere. Just as an example, today, this morning, I had a class. Students already actually had their cell phones on the front table before I entered the room, and everybody was talking together, and it's a wonderful atmosphere, and it's very good because students are getting to know other students, which is part of what college is about. For the last few years, I was walking into classrooms that were silent, and every single student had a cell phone in front of them, and I noticed this in hallways, too. You used to walk down a hallway, and students would be in groups talking to each other, and I had noticed the last few years the hallways were silent. Students were standing or sitting on the floor or even standing in groups, but there's hardly any talking going on. They're just looking at their cell phones. Mm-hmm. And we were talking about it in class yesterday in one of my classes, and the students were saying they feel afraid to talk to somebody in person.
Well, I'm thinking the kids in college now, they've probably had cell phones maybe even since middle school. So for them,
right,
having class before cell phones is a thing of the past. What have they said about this experiment? How did they experience it?
Well, it was really interesting. After I did it for one whole semester, which was last spring, I gave at the end of when they had finished their final exam a brief eight-question questionnaire and the opportunity to write an essay about their experience. There wasn't one student who didn't like the activity. They loved it. I was more interested in the reasons they gave. Things like their concentration was much more improved.
Mm-hmm.
The atmosphere in the room was completely different, which I noticed the first day I tried it. Students said, people pay attention to me when I'm talking. They said the atmosphere was a lot more respectful. And one thing that was really interesting, I was aware as a faculty member how distracting it is to be conducting a class with students on their cell phones. But I was not aware how distracting other students in the class found their classmates' use of cell phones. One student called it the distracting glow of a student playing a game. And they really were so happy that this was removed from the classroom. Some of them said things like, I've started turning it off in my other classes, even though I don't get any extra credit there.
I wonder if you get the impression that they almost would like to have a reason to shut off their phones. They just don't have one most of the time.
Definitely. Some of them actually said that explicitly in their essays. Some of them admitted in their essays that in their classes they were checking for messages every 5 minutes during the class. One student said, at least every 5 minutes. I had no idea really this was going on. In other words, I was aware that some students were looking at their phones, but I was not aware how widespread it was because they keep it under their desk in their big classes.
Wasn't this something that they should be doing anyway? I mean, giving extra credit for behavior and attention, that should be expected.
Yes, and certainly we should expect it. But and I've given that a lot of thought, and I certainly gave it thought before I implemented this. The problem seems to be we can expect it and know it should be expected, but that doesn't mean it's going to happen. Mm-hmm. And I really liked what one of the readers of my essay wrote as a comment. He liked it because it was a choice students make rather than a rule they'll try to sneak around when possible. Cooperation rather than submission, that the students become collaborators and they make a conscious decision to give up distractions for the sake of their own success.
And that comment is something that all of us could perhaps think about. How can we volunteer to let go? Because the smartphone distraction is not just a problem in school. We see it in the office and a meeting between parents and kids, dinner. Do you have any idea how we might change our bad habits outside of the classroom, Professor Katz? Because you're not going to be giving us extra credit.
Right. I think that's an excellent question. And I would say that the biggest thing is the experience of it. I would say to just try it and start seeing some of the benefits. One student wrote, I just feel so much more productive without it.
Louise Katz, professor of psychology at Columbia State Community College in Columbia, Tennessee. Thank you very much for joining us.
My pleasure.
Now, you'll find a link to read Louise's op-ed for the Chronicle of Higher Education. It's at wordofmouthradio.org. And we would love to hear from you, especially if you are an educator. How do you think cell phones have changed the classroom environment? Are there benefits to students having cell phones in class? And what rules have you or your school created to try and cut down on smartphone distractions? And more importantly, do they work? You can join the conversation on our Facebook page, facebook.com/wordofmouthradio. Thanks so much for joining us today. If you like what you heard, there is plenty more at wordofmouthradio.org. Earlier in the show, we spoke with sociologist Kathleen Bogle about the realities of teenage sex. Kathleen argued that while the media may lead us to believe that 21st century kids are out of control, research indicates that teens are less promiscuous than they were 10, 20, or 30 years ago. So we'd like to hear from the parents out there. Does that ring true for you? Do you think teenagers, including yourself, were wilder back in the day? You can join our discussion on our Facebook page, facebook.com/wordofmouthradio. I'm Virginia Prescott. We'll be back with more Word of Mouth tomorrow at 2, right here on New Hampshire Public Radio.